11 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Irina Bertan with Denise Falzon and Sharman Hassanyani. In the weather, it's cloudy and a cool 0 degrees outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. History of outburst haunts Councillor Rob Ford. In sports, the Leafs lost their chance at making the playoffs. And presidential candidates linked to Hollywood stars. Now to our top story. Councillor Rob Ford is in the news again. One day after being charged with assault and threatening death, Ford went back to work in his City Hall office. A police source says the complainant is Ford's wife. She was apparently injured in a domestic fight. The 38-year-old Etobicoke North councillor says that every family has its problems, but Ford has a history of public outbursts. Sergei Soroka, a previous team captain of the Newtonbrook North Stars football team, says he doesn't find it shocking that Ford is all over the news. Soroka says Ford came very close to blows with one of his players when he was the head coach of the North Stars in 2002. Eyewitness accounts reveal that Ford was about to attack Rob Gordon after a heated verbal exchange between the two. Soroka says Ford was enraged with Gordon due to a misplay. Because of this incident, Ford was fired from his head coach position. A recent report on sexual harassment has people talking. The report claims that girls are being sexually harassed every day at school and are too afraid to come forward. Observer Radio went to a local high school to see what their students had to say.
Last week, a group of grade 12 students at Sir Oliver Moe Collegiate weighed in on sexual harassment. They claimed it doesn't happen at their school. They even joked about the issue. Students feel that administration has other things on their mind. Alex, a grade 12 student, says those things seem more important to the principal.
They're more concerned about violence. Like, we get, like, newsletters on violence every 2 weeks.
But not sexual violence. They don't
not sexual violence, not sexual harassment, right?
The group also suggests that not everyone is truly a victim.
How they are anyway. They're
asked. Younger grades are definitely...
Now
they're
yeah,
not even going to get raised to them. They're like, they want
her all they just want us.
Yeah.
In a phone interview, Tom Lazarou, principal of Moat Collegiate, says the school has programs in place to help students and facilitate discussion. Amanda Quinn, Centennial College Radio.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy made a pledge to boost France's troop strength in Afghanistan during a speech to the British Parliament on Wednesday. Sarkozy addressed a joint session of the House of Commons and the House of Lords in London. He said he'd confirm the offer during a NATO summit next week in Bucharest, Romania. Canada has cautioned it would pull out its 2,500 troops out of Afghanistan if other allies don't offer more help. A survey revealed Kandahar fighters know next to nothing about Canada or the U.S. The findings contradict the view that Taliban are sophisticated terrorists. The results show that a typical Taliban foot soldier fighting Canadian troops in Kandahar would have trouble finding Canada on a map. Only one of 42 surveyed correctly guessed that Canada is located north of the U.S. And that's the latest news. Now here's Denise with sports.
Thanks, Irene, and hi, everyone. The Toronto Maple Leafs have lost their chance of making it to the playoffs. The Leafs have been eliminated from the playoff contention as they lost 4-2 to the Boston Bruins last night at the TD Bank North Garden in Boston. It has now been 41 years since the Toronto Maple Leafs last won the Stanley Cup. This is also the third season in a row in which the Leafs will not be competing in the playoffs. In women's curling, Canada has regained their loss to Denmark last night. Canadian curling champion Jennifer Jones came in second after beating Sweden in the round-robin section of the World Women's Curling Championship. The regain came after Canadians lost 6-3 to Denmark yesterday in Vernon, B.C. The loss was a surprise, especially because the Canadians went into the game curling 84%, which was a tournament best. However, because of Jones's win against Sweden, the Canadians will play China tonight for a spot in the final. The U of T women's basketball team went into the Athletic Center Wednesday night looking to dispatch the winless RMC Paladins. The Blues, playing without three of their starters due to injury, look to their bench to pick up the slack. Matt McKay reports.
Toronto on the ball for most of the night as the Varsity Blues crush the RMC Paladins at the Athletic Center 67-25. The win puts the Blues on top of their division, 2 points ahead of their rivals from York. Blues head coach Michelle Belanger was clearly impressed with her players' performance.
I think they're working very hard, and I'm pleased with a lot of the progress, and I hope that we can get to be more communicative out on the court, and that would be our biggest weakness right now, is that we don't talk to each other enough while we're playing. And if we can get that piece going, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Co-captain Christine Cho led the Blues offense with 18 points. She said the game proved just how deep their bench is.
team is pretty deep, and that's, like, this proves it, right? So, like, everyone contributed, and it was really good.
Starting next weekend, the league-leading Blues schedule gets a whole lot tougher. Four of their last six regular season games are against two teams right behind them in the standings, York and Laurentian. The Blues will first travel to York and Laurentian this weekend, followed by games at Ottawa and Carleton the following weekend. But first place will most likely be decided during the final weekend of the season in Toronto when York and Laurentian come to town. If the Blues manage to hang on to first, they will have dethroned their rivals from York, who have won the division the past 3 years. I'm Matt McKay, Centennial College Radio News.
In the NCAA West Regional, the Musketeers beat the Mountaineers 79-75. Josh Duncan led Xavier to victory by scoring 26 points. Xavier will search for its first Final Four appearance when it plays the victor of the UCLA game against Western Kentucky in the regional final, which takes place on Saturday. In the East Regional, North Carolina beat Washington State 68-47. This brings North Carolina back to the NCAA Round of Eight for the second season in a row. North Carolina will play the victor of the Louisville game against Tennessee, which will also be taking place on Saturday. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown has said Britain will not shun the opening ceremonies of the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Brown said this at a news conference in response to President of France Nicolas Sarkozy's statements about the issue. Sarkozy said at a news conference that he is thinking about boycotting the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. These statements have come in the wake of the Tibetan crisis with the Chinese Communist government. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us. Here's Sharman with all the buzz from Hollywood.
Thanks, Denise, and hello, everyone. The New England Historic Genealogical Society in Boston shared the results of a study that searched the family trees of two of America's presidential candidates, New York Senator Hillary Clinton, Angelina Jolie, Madonna, Celine Dion, and Alanis Morissette are all ninth cousins. The study found that the five women share a same ancestor. Hillary's Republican opponent, Senator Barack Obama, also has a ninth cousin who is a Hollywood star, Brad Pitt. Genealogist Christopher Child says the candidates can put aside their differences for once to see they have something in common, famous cousins. Justin Timberlake is hosting ESPN's annual ESPY Awards show on July 20th. The 27-year-old singer and actor says he's a huge sports fan. He wants to put on a great show because he doesn't want to upset athletes who are bigger and stronger than him. The live award show will look at the most memorable and humorous moments in sports during the past year. It will take place in a Nokia Theater, LA and Los Angeles. Hey, Mr. DJ, put the record on. And that's exactly what a DJ does best. Valentin Coleman of North York has DJed at clubs since he was 19, but he's involved in more than just the nightlife. Irina Bertan reports.
He's originally from Romania and is known as DJ Shadow. A licensed DJ, Coleman is dedicated to bring the Romanian community of Toronto together. Shadow tries to make a difference after coming through his own personal struggles with alcohol. The songs he plays are about love, dancing, and being together as a community. He also organizes fun events with proceeds going to charity.
We had a Christmas drive where we collected toys and food and clothes that we ended up giving to Goodwill.
He's only 24, but he makes crowds go wild to his house beats at Toronto clubs such as Mink, Blue Point, and Hotel Boutique. Shadow says he puts in countless hours mixing records in his room, but he doesn't get much support from his parents.
They realize what's involved with the nightlife, and they also realize that me being very sensitive and, you know, I have a big heart, that people can influence me and can bring me down.
He says a lot of Romanians don't support his mission either, but Shadow thinks it's because they're jealous or afraid of being scammed. Coleman plans to work with more charitable organizations like the YMCA and Goodwill. Irina Bertan, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's it for me. Now let's send it back to Irina for the wrap.
Thanks, Charmin. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.